So question is, did Krishna leave Vrindavan to go to Mathura just to avoid the Vrindavan being attacked by Kamsa? But Krishna could have defended all of Vrindavan also, alone also, in Vrindavan. Why did he have to go to Mathura? Was it that in defending like this, Krishna would have to manifest his divinity and then the Vrajavasi's rasa would be impeded if they knew Krishna's divinity? Yes, that is true at one level. See, Krishna, he in Vrindavan, if we see, he does kill demons, but Bala Kridanakam Iva Uddhava, when he's remembering Krishna, I just got a third canto, says Krishna's killing of the demons is like a child playing with toys. And sometimes they're playing the toys, child doesn't like the toy, throws away and the toy breaks. So one feature of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan is Krishna never lifts a single weapon. None of the demons that Krishna kills in Vrindavan are killed using a demon. Krishna is just a small child. You know, a horse comes to him, he just moves his fist, the horse dies. You know, another demon comes and carries him, he just increases his weight. He has a free air ride, and when he says enough, he just increases weight and he crushes Trunavarta. So Krishna's killing the demons is also very playful in Vrindavan. He does not use any weapons. So in that sense, the playfulness, it ensures that war and battle, there is a certain ghastliness associated with that. So that is not there when Krishna kills the demons. It's more of a fun-filled activity. Whereas when Krishna is going to fight full armies and kill, deliver the world from the adharmic demons, there he has full-fledged wars. So those wars where Krishna uses weapons and fights, those Krishna in Vrindavan doesn't lift weapons. So that mood, even killing demons, is different. So the mood would have been spoiled. And apart from that, of course, Krishna had to perform past. Krishna, he descended for many purposes. One was, of course, to reveal the love of Vrindavan. But he also performed pastimes with other devotees. The Pandavas were in Hastinapur, later in Indraprastha. And Krishna went around and met many other devotees, met the sages. So Krishna, he left Vrindavan at one level to rid the world of the demons, such as Kamsa and others. Also, he wanted to perform pastimes with other devotees. And with respect to the Vrajavasis, he wanted to intensify their love through their separation from him. In their separation, there's a prayer in the Padyavali where Radharani says to Krishna, Krishna, I feel that separation from you is preferable to union with you. Because, says, in union with you, I can see you only at one place. But in separation from you, I can see you everywhere. You fill my world. Of course, still Radharani wants union with Krishna. But the point is, Krishna intensified their recollection and their devotion. So this way Krishna fulfilled multiple purposes by leaving Vrindavan. Okay? Thank you. Any other questions? Sir. Yes, Mataji.